Yo, 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 what it is? It's your boy Nobody World Radio. I'm sitting here with the one and only 323 Sunshine. Y'all know what it is, coming at you for the Blue App Podcast.
What's up, y'all?
We live and direct, you know what I mean? We just gonna be bringing y'all some shit. Oh my gosh, Jesus Christ. That was, you know what I'm saying?
Of course I kicked the mic.
Yeah, Sunshine over there drunk the motherfucker.
Faded.
You know what I mean? But we're going to be right back with you real quick. Take a peep at the theme song. We're going to pay a couple of bills. We'll be right back with you with some real shit. Hold on one second. I pledge allegiance to my culture and the United States of Hip Hop and to the Republic for which it stands. All nations spread love to all individuals, showing liberty, justice, and equality for all. If you love our culture the way I love our culture, believe we lost the very essence of it, think we need to get back to the root directory and start all over again, say less, say less, say less, say less.
And now, we proudly present
Nobody World
Radio.
Yeah. Nobody sick, yep, I do the most. Bringing you hits, not defined by regions or coasts. I got money in the bank. Listen, if you don't, I'm trying to put it in your pocket when other stations won't. Nobody World, stay bringing you the most. Diamonds in the rough, the coal miner, I'm the host. I'm going hard for the artists that be in the post. If they broke 9 to 5 and all, they drive a coach. So I guess it don't matter how you rock. From the dudes on the block, pull the work out of they tube socks. To the lost, banging the flag, giving fuck when they pull Glocks. If you listen to Wu-Tang, the Migos, or Tupac, this is where the crew stop now to see who's hot and who got props, who have it and who have not. You at the new spot, this is our house, hip-hop live here. Nobody World Radio, where the culture begins, yeah. Yeah, Nobody World Radio. You are now tuned in to the Blue App Podcast. Me and 909 Sunshine, 323 Sunshine, damn, you know what I mean? I'm fucking up.
Which one is gonna be? 323 slash Sunshine?
323 Sunshine, you know what I mean?
Sunshine.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? Again, this is the Blue App Podcast. You're probably listening to this facebook.com/ Nobody World Radio. Go ahead and leave a comment for sure. Like, share, you know what I mean? Support your boy while I'm supporting y'all. Blue App, we're about to get into some real shit right now. Fuck it, we just gonna dive all the way in. Sunshine.
Yes, sir.
You was starting to tell me something about some nigga having a tracker on him or some shit like that.
Well, I was just wondering. First, she put a tracker on him. He was good with that because, you know, my nigga cheated. He cheated and he was trying to earn the trust back, right? But then after that, the nigga started moving differently again. So she thought he was cheating again. And she put a recorder in the house and recorded my nigga with his homie, having a conversation with his homie. Where, you know, y'all niggas get with y'all homies and start talking real wild about your female. This bitch that, this bitch is crazy, you know, yada, yada, yada. Well, she heard that and left my nigga.
Over a conversation that she was invading, she left him.
That's how I feel too, you know.
So she was.
She went looking for that shit, you know. When you go looking for some shit, you know. If y'all,
I mean, well, there's a difference. I mean, I believe if you're suspicious of something, you should investigate, right? But what she did was actually illegal. You know what I mean? In her house or not. You have to, anytime I think in a court of law, anything, something like that, you have to, if you're recording somebody's voice or something, you have to actually ask them permission.
and you have to make them aware, you know. It's like disclosure agreements or, you know what I mean, things like that. Like if you record, like say for instance, we out there in the streets and we doing something and I accidentally get somebody in the shot. I got to run up to them and ask them, hey, can I use your likeness? You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. We have rights as individuals. So what she was doing in the first place was illegal. And you know what I'm saying? She probably did old boy a favor anyway. You know what I mean?
Why would you say that?
Because, like, I wouldn't want nobody, you know what I'm saying, putting video recorders and shit, you know what I'm saying, in the house. In the house?
Of course. I mean, in that aspect, definitely. Just, you wouldn't want anybody putting... I wouldn't want nobody invading my privacy like that either.
Right.
And as for him, though, he doesn't even care about that. It's just the fact that he cheated on her before. And he was trying to earn his trust back. This time, you know? So he's forgiven it. I wouldn't myself personally, as a person who has had that happen too, I wouldn't want that shit no more. Because it's like, you can't trust me enough that you're going to just invade my privacy like that. And I feel like a lot of females would be like, oh, you wrong me.
But that's the key word you use, trust.
Exactly. Like, so why are you together?
Right. So she was all the way wrong, in my opinion. Facebook, let me know what y'all think. Was she wrong for putting microphones and shit, like she was espionage, trying to record and recorded her man talking shit about her, and she decided to leave even after he cheated? So what, he cheated? If you still with him after he cheated, then you can't talk about that shit anymore. At that point, you're using it for a malicious reason. If you've already accepted it and you accepted being back with the person,
you're 100% wrong. Wait a minute. So, I believe they're both wrong. I believe that they're both in the wrong because of the communication. Yes. But are you telling me that because he cheated, he betrayed the trust, and it's time to earn it back? He was trying to earn it back.
First of all,
go back to your pattern. Men are bad.
First of all,
men, when they break their pattern.
First of all, see, there we go. There's that woman's perspective. You always make it into a gender thing, and it's not that.
No, why? What is it?
I think, personally, if, like, for one, they're not married. So it's not a thing of betraying trust, because
but
really,
they live in the same household. You're in a monogamous relationship. That is
betraying trust. Did they establish
that?
Did they establish
that? Of course they've established. They've been together 5 fucking years.
But have they ever established it?
What does that mean? They're going to have bullshit, condescending man.
That's where motherfuckers get it fucked up.
How?
Because simply, there's no communication.
Facts.
All they have to do, just because you move in together, what does that mean? If a motherfucker's still cheating, then obviously somebody was under the wrong impression. Put two and two together.
That's not always what happens either, though.
But it's laid out right in front of you. That may be the case. That may be the case, but we're talking about this. We're not talking about an instance to where that would apply. We're talking about this situation.
Just any average person, if that person doesn't know, relationships take work on both ends.
For sure.
And if a person is not equipped with that, they haven't seen that, they haven't... Sometimes women gonna be so mad at me for saying this, but because they are so damaged, they do not recognize a good man.
For sure.
Right?
For sure. Hey, yo,
hurt people, hurt people. And if there is somebody that wants to fight to make that, to right their wrong, because that fucked up a person, that can fuck up a person's self-esteem. trust for you. You gotta earn a trust.
I think your ass is drunk.
I'm not drunk as fuck. Because I literally all Because
look,
thoughts.
Again, look, Bradley. Everybody, Facebook, look, check this out. You're giving me the female's emotional perspective. You're not giving the logical perspective. Which, that's how you gotta understand, just like, man, we already understand that when we deal with y'all, we're going to be dealing with y'all emotions. We
and
understand
we don't deal
that.
With y'all emotions?
And that's not what I'm saying. If you'll let me talk, you'll understand what I'm saying. What I am saying is, it's like men know that when we deal with females, we're going to have to deal with the extras, the tens on the two. But what y'all don't understand is, instead of pushing your agenda of your emotions on us, understand how men work. Then, you know what I mean, there wouldn't be any conflict. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you understood why I'm telling you, like, men like to think with logic, unless a motherfucker is just dumb, and then you're pushing your emotional agenda, and you already know we're not receptive to that when it comes to issues. We automatically want to go into problem-solving mode. So when you're enforcing the emotional agenda, it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? All right, I get it. But let me, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is how I handle it. See it my way. That's communication. You don't have communication if you're going into something bullheaded already thinking, well, I know when I talk to this dude, he's not going to be emotional. When you could be talking to a Dale Shine type motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, and for those out there, Facebook, Dale Shine's a real weak, soft ass motherfucker. And if I see you again, nigga, I'm gonna punch you in your fucking face. Anyway, but when you know what I'm saying? When you, like me, for instance, you know what I'm saying? I should really keep everything to me, really. That's all I can really speak on. But what I don't get is, we already know the differences in our gender. We try to impose each other's perspectives upon each other instead of talking it out. So, you know, I just think communication is definitely key, probably the most important
part of the relationship. But some people are just not equipped with that. If they don't see that, that's why other people
the people that think like that obviously don't take the time out to assess the situation and approach it correctly. You know what I'm saying? Chance favors the prepared mind, period. So, you know what I'm saying? People say shit like, oh, I was nervous when I was in this situation, or I was however type of emotion that you were showing, and the situation gets out of control. It's because you're not in control of your emotion. It happens to everybody. We are all human. Nobody's different from anyone. Men, we just have testosterone. So, you know what I'm saying? We automatically put ourselves in a disciplined, you know what I'm saying, like mind frame. Like, we, you know what I'm saying? Like, things got, we have to
all
be in control.
All men don't, though.
All men can't. That right. Don't mean they don't know.
Just like there's all women don't know how to communicate either.
All women don't know how to communicate.
Exactly.
Because they speak it with goes emotion. Both. You know what I mean?
Like, there's women that don't speak with emotion.
Every woman speaks with
they
emotion.
Speak with logic. Look, there's just like there's men every that woman. Speak with their emotion. There's men that are very emotional.
I speak with emotion. I speak with emotion. But would you ever know it? No, because testosterone, my ego, the male ego, won't allow me to show you.
So that just automatically makes you right?
No, I didn't say that. You as what I'm saying is that when I approach a woman, mm-hmm. and I know that I'm going to have to take into consideration that depending on the subject that I'm talking about, I'm going to have to show sensitivity because of your emotion. Men, you know, you don't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying? But you guys don't seem to get that. It's all about me as the woman.
It's not true.
In society, in the court of law, laws are tailored towards women and children.
You sound bitter.
Do I?
Yes.
The thing about it is do I look bitter? Do I, you know what I'm
you
saying?
Don't, like, you
don't. Do I live bitter?
No, you don't
do
at
I,
all.
You know what
I
I'm saying?
I understand that.
So,
but
I
you
don't
sound hella bitter.
But I'm not, though. Mm. I'm just speaking a truth. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's not a truth.
It is a truth.
No, that's an opinion.
It's a truth. Again, you're dealing with emotion, so it's not your truth. But I'm talking about
okay, it's your
two humans, as two humans meeting each other. You mean to tell me common courtesy, respect is something that's not warranted? That's
of
what
it is.
Right. That's what perspective I'm speaking from. So how does that make me bitter? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not enforcing no type of emotion or anything on my behalf. I'm just explaining how when men are dealing with women, we know we have to weigh in that X factor of emotion. If I go up to another guy, unless he just a bitch ass nigga, I know I don't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying? What part of that is bitter?
But you think that there's men like that that are equipped with that? And there isn't. Just like there's women that's not
raise
equipped
the bar.
To do it.
You know what I'm saying? Like I don't
it
know what
be
I don't
nice
know what to
too.
I don't know what to say about that outside of raise the bar. You know what I'm saying? Like
okay.
You know what I'm saying? You're probably dealing with young motherfuckers. You know, just check
it's
and see.
Motherfuckers, period. Old, young.
It
doesn't matter.
You know what I mean?
That's yeah, because you're not a woman. So you, of course,
I never
you wouldn't
said
know.
That. I never said
so
that.
So of course, and that's what I'm saying.
You're not saying nothing though. What would that apply to? I'm actually acknowledging that I, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't know. And you're like, you're again using emotion like, oh yeah,
oh my God,
you I know I you know you don't
why
know going all into the dramatics for nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Literally
because
for nothing when I just
abide.
When I just acknowledged
okay.
that I wouldn't know.
I don't like to talk about other people's emotions and relationships. Shit,
of course.
This shit sucks right now.
Of course.
And I'm faded and I don't want to fuck up my high. I'm really enjoying it.
You're enjoying your high doing it, but you don't want to talk about it because you're going to fuck up your high.
Yeah.
You're going to fuck up your high that you're enjoying right now doing what we're
I
doing, but you don't want to fuck it up.
Yeah.
That's woman shit, Facebook. That's straight up female bullshit that I'm telling y'all about. Did you just hear the logic in that? Even
because
you women
right now, I'm not in my logical state of mind. What the
right, so how are you in a logical state of mind to debate me? We're supposed to be having a conversation, see?
I know. Let's
even when you sober, you ain't gonna be able to fuck with me. Matter of fact,
whatever.
I invite any woman out there who wanna, you know what I'm saying,
God
do a Zoom
you.
Podcast, nice. Whatever. Let's get it in, because I'm a realist. I don't deal with emotion.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that's, you know, that's why I don't think Kamala should be president, because,
oh.
you know what I'm saying, that simple factor alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't
because
need
of
that.
The emotions, huh?
We don't need that. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We don't need it. We don't need it. You know what
compassion
I'm saying?
Compassion doesn't matter.
Compassion.
You're telling man that a man doesn't care about compassion.
Oh
is
my
that what
God.
You're telling me?
Listen, fellas. Listen for the setup. what you say?
Nothing.
You're right. Right, right. So, yo. All
oh
I'm going to say.
Oh, my goodness.
This is all I'm going to say is that point blank period, I should be allowed to be me. You should be allowed to be you.
But the
difference of opinion
of
that, you know what I'm saying, comes across is only natural. That's nothing to, you know what I'm saying, really debate. What's to debate? Let's say, for instance, if we're talking about the tracker, the tracker situation, which really wasn't a debate. We was kind of, you know what I'm saying, excuse me, squared up on that. But let's say, for instance, you felt a different way. Like, you was like, but still, you know, he cheated. And, you know, it doesn't matter. She should be allowed to. That would be woman emotion.
No, because
man
I would
emotion.
Say, that's not true, because I would say.
You ain't even listening. What's I'm giving you an example
okay, go ahead.
Of my opinion.
My
how do you have a rebuttal? I'm giving y'all here. Hold on. This is
because
woman
I
shit.
I had a thought.
this right, 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 right.
You said it. So right now, yes, it was about me.
You had a thought about the opinion that I was giving on myself. You had a thought about it. People. And you know what I'm saying? Am I bugging or you know what I'm saying? Is there something wrong with that? Now, the thing about that is yes, she is inebriated, but she's not to the point to where, you know what I'm saying, she's like embarrassedly or boisterous, don't want to take her out in public drunk. She's nice. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm always even nice. When
nice, I mean nice like you nice, like you
oh, like
buzz.
I'm straight.
You buzz.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Now,
yes, definitely.
Now the thing about it is that I don't think that your opinion is too far skewed from when you're not. People, we don't see a problem.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. You get the oh my gods and everything when you deal with logic, and that's the issue between men and women.
Okay, exactly.
Women automatically think that men think they're too smart when in fact we just think logically. That doesn't mean that we're smarter. That doesn't mean that we're advanced. It just means that's our frame of thought. So you won't understand it if you're coming from an emotional, see from this view type of point of view when it's not even that deep as far as a man is concerned. When we don't even have that understanding, you'll never have a stable relationship. Because you're not even trying to learn who you're with, for one.
Is the man
you're trying
doing
to
the same
impose.
Thing, though? Is he doing the same thing?
Oh, my
thing?
God. Does anyone out there, please, if you think that I'm being biased to a gender, please feel free to put it in the comments. I don't feel like I am.
Compromise. That's what
I'm not. I don't
comes
feel
from.
Like I'm biased. I feel like I'm being unity as far as men and women are concerned. I'm just saying women deal with emotions, men don't. Men think with logic, women don't.
But that doesn't mean that it's always right either.
Okay.
It's a give and take.
I put it to you like period. This. I've been with a lot of women, and that's been the case.
So
my
then, right,
my
right.
field study.
So, okay, so then that
my
means
field
that's,
study.
Exactly.
But right. What's different? I done ran into every
that
type of female from so here to Africa to Europe. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are not different. Y'all, if it's like, you know what I'm saying? If I could put a stereotype in, you know what I'm saying? It's like 8 different women. You know what I'm saying? I've never run into one that's been outside of those characteristics ever.
Well, then that's just the women that you're picking. Maybe something wrong
I run
with your
hold on,
choices.
Wait, the women that I'm picking, I don't do the internet dating shit.
It doesn't even matter.
I work
the
with the
that...
motherfuckers that, so I'm around a lot of people. It's not
okay,
like
so
I'm in
what,
an
that...
isolated situation. And
either
I'm,
way it goes, you pick the wrong person. You pick
on,
the wrong
wait.
Person to be with, too.
Wait,
men
I didn't,
do
hold,
that, too.
Okay, but wait, where is that argument coming from? I'm talking in general. You're making it personal.
Again.
Woman
oh my
shit.
God. You're just sitting here trying to categorize all women as the same.
Hold on, wait. No, I didn't.
Like,
didn't I say people out there listening that's truly listening? Didn't I say there's 8 categories as far as I'm concerned?
Well, that's
she's saying
so
the same
say,
person. It's the same thing. It's the same thing our government do. They do profiles. That's the same thing that we kind of battle against, right? Being black, being stereotyped, but you're able to do that in general. That's why they do it in the first place. So, you know what I'm saying? What am I doing that's really out of bounds? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know the way society runs, you know what I'm saying? I'm intelligent, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Yes. I can actually say that out of the women that I've been with, there's pretty much these 8 type of women. You know what I'm saying? That ranges from body type, how they think, you know what I'm saying? How they try to move, you know what I'm saying? This, that, and the third. It's 8 different mentalities to me. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying in my opinion that I've assessed over the years. And I'm talking about from the times, you know what I'm saying? From when we was younger, you know what I'm saying? Up to now, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I have yet to run into a woman, and I've traveled this globe. I have yet to run into a woman who has not fitted a mold. Period. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking for a unicorn, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? I might be a little selfish in that regard. Yeah. But when it comes to classifying women, yeah, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm qualified to do that. Just like I'm sure there's women out there that feel like they qualified to categorize men. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something that has to be done when you're surveying. You know what I'm saying?
I would love to think what women think to categorize you as. I would love to hear that in the comments, ladies.
Let me...
What would you categorize you as?
I've had two drinks. Pretty stiff drinks, you know what I'm saying? But nothing to have a motherfucker crazy. I had to turn off the music because... Sunshine got me fucked up, but I probably add music in the post production. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna come out fat, but basically, what you're telling me, like, see, right now, I'm just giving a logical. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not imposing any type of.
And that's just because based personal on your feeling. Thoughts.
No.
So but with women, categorize you as.
All right, let me ask you.
Same thing you're doing with women.
Let me ask you.
You categorize eight different women.
Let me ask
or
you.
No?
Let me ask you in all fairness, for one, because all women, I believe, do this. Do you think that all women deal with every situation emotion first?
No.
Okay. So who would be an example right now off the top of your head that when they get into a situation, they don't add no extra drama. They just get down to the problem and solve it.
Handle it.
Yes, that's what solve.
Thyself is one person I know. That's one person I know. My aunt. I have aunties and friends that get down like that. That's why I take offense to some of the things that you say, because it's not the same.
Okay. Well, I don't see, you know what I'm saying, I don't see a lot of chicks, in the streets, getting dirty. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't see a lot of chicks, like, you know what I'm saying, like, going out robbing motherfuckers. I don't see chicks like getting to it. Like, you know what I'm saying? The type of hustle that women, you know what I'm saying, do. Basically, you have to put an emotion into it. If you really think about it, if you go to work, you have to deal with everybody at work.
You have to too when you go to work.
No, I don't.
You don't have to deal with different
I have
employees.
To talk to people. I don't, you know what I'm saying? But what I am saying is this. When, if I can sell weed and not have a motherfucking conversation with a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? When I go, you know what I'm saying, go see E, I text doo-doo on my way. Boom, get up, bam, gone. I don't have to sit back.
That's a conversation.
You know what I'm saying? That's not.
Technically, that's a conversation.
Okay, an electronic conversation. But for the people out there who are, you know what I'm saying, thinking sanely, I'm speaking on, you know what I'm saying, day-to-day communication, interpersonal communication, as opposed to, like, you know what I'm saying,
so
yo, I'm coming to pick up a sack.
So you go and pick it up, and then you just go, and that person just like, hey, so what you doing for the weekend?
I mean, I'm not saying that it don't happen.
That's a conversation.
But, I mean...
You have to interact with people, period.
Come on now. Let's keep it in the realm of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like
they your homies?
Reality. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying every single time I go to get a sack, I don't talk to them. What I am saying is that you probably would, because you feel like you. That's what you have to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? If the nigga say something to you, you'll be like, oh, yeah, haha. If the nigga say, oh, well, what you got
planned
today?
Is that what you think of all? No, that's not what happens.
Can you listen to my example before you even reply? You don't even know what I'm saying. I can tell you don't, because you have a rebuttal already. So basically what I'm saying is with men, like when I hit him, 70% of the time it's just, yo, boom, boom, I'm about to come get it. All right, bet. Knock at the door. What's up, my man? Good looking out. It's that vibe. Right. And I get on. You know, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I like them shoes and this, that, and the third. I still get on. You know what I'm saying? Because for one, I don't even want people in my business. So to even, you know what I'm saying, be out there like that, I'm putting my own self out there. So, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to relay the message to him, like, all right, my nigga, good looking out, but, you know what I'm saying, I don't need no heat, I don't need nothing. So I'm going to keep it moving, even if you still sitting here trying to, man, look at my Timberlands, man, they're almost as hard as the shoes you got on, and I still keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? With you, if he's like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Look at your shoes. You'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, I was, you know, and they purplish and da-da-da-da-da and do-do-do-do. And you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying the difference between men and women are. You're trying to rebuttal that. Like, that's
because
crazy.
It's not always like that when I. It's the same way that you move with him. I move the exact same way. Every now and then it'll be something, and I'm still moving. I'm still moving while he's saying, all right, then, I'm going to check you later, neighbor. I'll holler at you as I'm moving. Good looking.
You see what I'm saying? You know? You know what I'm saying? I do what I do to shut it down. And maybe that's the difference between, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers who ain't
There's
really mature.
There's other men that have personalities like that. You know There's what I'm men saying? That have personalities like that. So don't just say women do it. There's men with personalities like that.
So men deal, men probably so. Like I just said, maybe there is a difference between motherfuckers who are still living adolescence and grown motherfuckers. Because grown men. Because that's just something that when you're doing any type of transaction like that, for one, motherfuckers gotta know to keep the shit short and simple. If you gonna have a conversation, then you need to step inside the house. You need to get inside the car. You need to, you know what I'm saying, do whatever, you know what I'm saying, to keep your shit concealed. That's what I'm saying. A motherfucker who don't care is going to have it out there. Only a motherfucker who don't care is a young-minded motherfucker. That's why I say adolescence. Because a grown man is going to think about all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I'm not finna be out here, nigga. You sell the nigga. I don't know who taking pictures. I don't know who taking account. I don't know who doing none of that.
So then, wouldn't you? I don't know. Why? If moving around faster brings more attention, to sit and have a conversation for a second.
No, that's like hiding in plain sight.
No, having a conversation and hey, chopping it up for a second is hiding it in plain sight for a motherfucker that's taking pictures.
Hence me saying, if you're going to have a conversation, I don't think you should be outside. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that you should be, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just the difference between a grown motherfucker, male or female, and a young thinking, acting motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? A motherfucker like, all right, if I'm going to be cordial and have a conversation with you, that's the nigga, I might as well roll up a blunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, and go through all that. I mean, go through all standing outside trying to come up with conversation for what? You know what I'm saying? Like, that don't even make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? If we gonna be doing our nigga, I'm grown. I'm not 20 years old, nigga.
You can't come in my house.
I mean, well, then it is what it is at that point. But the point that I'm trying to make is, you know what I'm saying? I can't tell you what to do, but you can't tell me how I'm gonna move. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't wanna, you'll get it. Like, even he get it. Like, when I hit him now, it's just one, two words. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like at first when I was getting him comfortable. Because if I, you know what I'm saying, if I remember correctly, you told me he was kind of shaky. So, you know what I'm saying? When I met him, you know what I'm saying? I was like, every time I hit him, I tried to hit him on the, you know what I'm saying? Yo, what up, homie? Da 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 da. But once it was locked, all right, my nigga, I beat through in 5 minutes. Bad.
But I think that's just because niggas just move like that, period. Because when a female, sometimes these females is shady. So when a female hook them up with a connect, they about to worry about getting robbed.
I agree with that 100%. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just the way of the streets. That's, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? But the example was, you know what I'm saying? That's what I do. Like, you know what I'm saying? I keep it cordial with dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like, period. I don't You know what I'm saying? Just, nigga had a baby. He had to tell me three times before I was like, oh, congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was, you know what I'm saying? Like, on something else. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
I'm trying to make it happen.
That's that nigga's first baby. That's why.
Oh, so the other kids are his?
They
oh,
hers.
Okay.
Hey. They hers.
Okay, so Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what you think about that. You know what I'm saying? We can switch reels on that. You know what I'm saying? See if you can fuck with me on this other fade. Anybody down there, out there, leave a comment, please. Hit the like button. Share this motherfucker so you can bring other motherfuckers into the conversation that I'm dominating. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even trying to make it a gender thing, but
asshole,
she's
y'all.
So drunk.
I am, and he's just really fucking up my high.
I'm fucking up your high, really?
You are.
Why is just she still smiling?
Let's talk about something happy.
Like what?
I don't know.
Unicorns and pixie
Halloween.
Dust. Man, you hear this? Halloween.
Trick or treating.
This nigga is 50. This nigga's a...
Don't we put my business out there like that? What the fuck?
Hey, yo, check this out, y'all. Real talk. I guess now would be a good time to kind of segue into, you know. Yeah, fuck it. Me and 909
Sunshine.
323 Sunshine, my bad.
He's going to always say 909. Either or, they
Nigga,
both
we lived in both. I mean, fuck that. That's home. I don't give a fuck, nigga. LAIE all day, nothing Hollywood, baby. You know what I'm saying? Get your shit together. So me and 32, me and Sunshine, we met
a long time ago.
1990, 1991.
No, wait, was it 91? Damn, it really was.
Yeah,
1991. God.
Me and Sunshine, when we met, it was a instant connection. We was teenagers. We was youngins. You know what I mean?
We
was really young. And you know what I'm saying? Things happened, but it ended up to where we, you know what I'm saying, became like
family.
Yeah, no question. Off top. So the just to give you a little background, you know what I'm saying, you might think like, man, shit is getting heated or some shit like that. Nah, we got mad years. Like,
history.
You don't even understand.
That whole book.
You know what I mean? Like, me and her, we done been drew down on together.
Man. Through house parties.
Shut blocks down. You know what I'm saying? Like, we used to do some wild shit. Like,
crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
The 90s was something else.
Yeah, 90s was, man, you know what I mean? Yeah, I campaigned for that all day. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know what I'm saying? And I learned recently that I was her first.
You're an asshole.
Look, after like 40-some years, I learned that I was her first.
You're such a jerk. For even bringing that up.
And you know what?
You're a dick.
I am. Really, I am, but you know what? I love you so much, I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody gonna disrespect you or nothing like that. But, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just a fact, and I think it's something that, you know, people should, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I kept it so many years, because you like to do that to me.
What?
Bring up old shit, and then just out of nowhere.
All we have is history.
That day we talked about it, you didn't even say shit about it.
I didn't, because I was fucked up.
But then you just bring it up in front of all these people. You're an asshole.
Yeah, I am. That's kind of fucked up. But I mean, it wasn't in good faith, though. It wasn't because, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to, you know, prove that I'm a stud and no punk shit like that. It's literally because, you know, when people hear how, you know what I'm saying, we going in and shit, like, it might seem like it's something heated, but it's really not, you know what I'm saying?
we're going to always have an opposite opinion. Well, not always, but mm-hmm. majority of the time. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to men and women, we're definitely going to have it.
Right. Music. Even though I pretty much taught her a lot of what she know when it comes to relationships early on. And
men's behaviors
right,
on early on.
But shout it was good information stop. Then, but it's not good information now. It's now, it's too different. Just, you know what I'm saying? For some reason. I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, but anyway, you know what I'm saying? Meek, Sunshine was the first one to bring me, she brought me my first Magnum.
Yeah!
I never even saw Gold Pack before
just
that.
Just because I had very informative friends
hoes.
That were older than me.
Hoes.
Why they gotta be hoes? Because they were older than me and they taught me. That was good to have somebody to go to and talk to.
Look, and you was talking too. You like, you must have been saying suckers. They're like, here girl, give them this.
What I think had happened is there was just some extra ones. I think we got them from a school something or something.
I don't know about that.
There's like different colors maybe. I don't remember.
It ain't no different colors. No, nigga.
Yeah, because the Trojan pack was like a silver color.
Nigga, you brought me the Magnum in the gold pack.
Yes, because
and you said... Because I hadn't even had experience with rubbers, to be honest.
Because that's what I'm telling you.
And you brought that, and you was like, these are the rubbers you should be wearing. And you gave me the pack.
But that's why, just like I used to keep them in my bathroom, so you guys can practice safe sex. You and all the homies can practice safe sex. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, I get that 100%. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm proud of that.
You should be proud of that. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all niggas probably would have had a whole bunch of more babies, like, for sure.
Not me. I didn't have my first one until I was 27. 27.
Because I told you about what?
Nigga, you was trying to fuck me. What you talking about?
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, nigga. Till I start fucking her friends.
Oh, my God. You used to fuck all, and it was like, I'm over you. Fuck you.
Shout out to
Dora. Because you know why? I was a chunky girl. Chunky girls didn't get no she love was, back
look,
then.
You know who she, you know she remind me of, y'all? Like, real talk. Okay. Missy Elliott.
I've heard Missy Elliott. I've heard Angie Stone. Jill Scott. I've heard all the chunky, pretty chunky girls.
Yeah.
So, that's...
So, you know, but back, you know what I'm saying?
Back then, chunky girls wasn't popping, especially when Missy put on the trash bag. We was embarrassed. Chunky girl.
Yo. But we used to have some times, man. Shout out to the Plum Trees, man. Gordon, man. Bitch ass.
Wow.
Shit.
What about TJ with his
TJ,
rat tail?
TJ. That nigga like 80. That nigga, you know that nigga was like in his 40s back then.
No, 30. He wasn't. You put
30s.
Dubs on it. He was not in his 30s. He could not have been in his 30s.
TJ, if you ever hear this, nigga, you was in your 40s, nigga. You had a full beard, nigga.
So did Gordon. What the
Gordon,
fuck?
But Gordon, nigga. Gordon was a mammoth, though. That nigga. Yo. You know what I'm saying? Our old crew. What was that nigga name with the D hat? Damn.
That little young boy on the skateboard. What was that little nigga name? That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Danelle.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, our
crew. We always had different crews, though.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? The one and only crew. Shout out Scandalous Posse. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's the clique. You know what I'm saying? That's the family.
Thanks to them, I know about a lot of things that men do.
Right. You know what I mean? And, you know, You know, Scandalous engraved a lot into us. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the scandalous out there, you know what I'm saying, wherever you is.
No doubt.
Celebrities or not, you know what I'm saying? I don't need the name drop.
No,
but
no, we don't.
You know what I'm saying? We got power in our clique. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I remember, well, damn, I can't even talk about shit because then I'll be giving up names and shit. But yeah, me and her, we got a lot of history together. You know what I'm saying? Like, super history. And you know what I'm saying? So anytime, you know, she's on the Blue App podcast, you already know the type of energy. So with that being said, you know what I'm saying? Now she looking at me like, yeah, this nigga right. This nigga right. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm right. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
I love you to death.
Tell me I'm wrong, though. Tell me I'm wrong, though.
You've been right on certain things, but certain things you're not. I'm not just going to agree to that.
Look, ladies, all y'all deal with emotion, and y'all the reason why relationships derail.
Hell no.
Anybody want to argue me that? I would really like to argue with Philomi Pierce. You know what I'm saying? I think I know what your real name is, but you know what I'm saying? You out there on Facebook, you be coming up with some shit to where I'll be like, she just need to have a conversation with me. So, Miss Philomi Pierce, I invite this out to you if you ever listen to this, which something tells me you will end up listening to this. Anyway, getting back to Sunshine.
Are you feeling
pretty
much patting yourself on your back?
I'm not even patting. See what I'm saying? That's woman just, shit.
That's because you're going to break your arm. You're an ass.
And why am I an ass? Because I speak the real.
You're just because that's your opinion. You got one just like everybody got an asshole.
Oh my God, I think mine is a little bit more precise than the average motherfucker.
It may be. It may be, but it's still a motherfucking opinion. How about that?
Look, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, woman, there are men out here who would actually please you if y'all could just get over that factor.
What factor?
The factor of imposing your personal agenda. Trying to change a motherfucker.
Trying to change?
Mm-hmm.
And so women don't change for men? Is that what you're saying?
Women are hoes.
All women are not hoes.
All women
men are hoes.
All women
men gotta have attention.
I agree with that.
Men
women
are
that
hoes.
Have knowledge of self, they are not hoes. You know what I'm saying? I agree 100%. Outside of that, you're hoes. Men too. I'm a hoe.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen it for years and years.
This is why I feel like I'm qualified to speak on relationships and so forth.
That's not
so
a relationship being a hoe.
Yes, it is.
It's
because
not.
I was a good hoe.
Oh, my God.
And by the way, Facebook, Blue App Podcast, Nobody World Radio, you're listening to it from the RSS.com feed, Nobody World Radio, and 323 Sunshine. Look.
What? Being a hoe does not make you an expert on relationships.
Hoe?
That
to
makes
me
you an expert
short for
on being a hoe.
Hoe to me is short for nympho.
Mm-hmm.
I am a nymphomaniac.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so I'm a good hoe. You know what I'm saying? It's not like when we was teenagers and shit and I was just putting the dick in the street. Especially after I discovered my superpowers.
Your superpowers. And what is that? Your superpowers.
The same reason why you had to bring me a Magnum at 16 years old.
You know what? How did I walk into that?
Right. Walk right into it.
Faded.
And so does every other woman. They walk right into it. That's what it sounds like. Women, you know what I'm saying? So I can cure the curiosity. I'm about 11 inches strong.
Oh my God.
And about 7
so
inches
arrogant,
in diameter.
He's so arrogant. That's why, you know,
and girth,
it'd be dudes
and
like you
up.
that got big dicks and then are smart and make, you know, a good living, pretty good living, is why you're unattractive, because you're an asshole too, a lot. You just so mean. You're
Hold
an
on,
asshole.
Wait. Who said anything about me being unattractive to anyone?
I didn't say unattractive.
You just said you just said that shit.
No, I did not.
Fuck out of here.
I did not say that. I said makes you unattractive. Your looks doesn't make you always make you attractive. Your qualities can make you unattractive.
Look, I don't
Did you not know that?
I don't give a fuck about that.
Right, exactly. Because all but you care about is what you care about.
No, that's not necessarily true. I'm the most humble person ever. Anybody who knows me, I got people who work under me, and they will tell you I am the best boss they've ever had. They cannot imagine working for anyone else. That's because I understand people. You know what I'm saying? No one can tell me or tell anyone that I've ever disrespected them without, you know what I'm saying? I mean, outright rudely. Like, I can do it, you know what I'm saying, intelligently and tell you fuck you to your face with a smile. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm that courteous with people. So, I don't know what you're saying. Like,
I said, you're so arrogant. You just have to let everybody know that, right?
Know what?
You're just so...
I wanted them to know because, you know, they probably like, you know, somebody probably like, you know, I wonder how big this nigga talking. I want to go ahead and get a dimension. It had nothing to do with, you know.
So what is that? Self-advertisement? Is that what that is?
You call it whatever you want to. I call it my dingling. My dingling.
Just your favorite.
Okay, tell me you don't remember just, my dick.
I don't. Just
get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
I know. Just, why do you think you ended up fucking up so many of my homegirls? Because as a youngster, I didn't know, like, oh my God, girl, that's somebody you don't want to fuck with. But then they opposite look. Now, they was our host. Because then it was like, for real, I want to see. I want to see what it does. And that's how you just start fucking all my homegirls.
That's how it always happens, a word of mouth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why do women do that?
Well, then I was young. I didn't know no better.
No, women do that.
Oh, I wouldn't do that as a woman. I would not tell that. Why? Because that's going to make the next bitch want my dick, too.
Right. So why do women do that?
Some women do that. They're dumb.
Every single woman.
No, they don't. Has done it at when? I was fucking 16.
Nigga, you did it.
At 16.
The last bitch I was with did it.
Well,
the bitch before that did it.
That's somebody else. That's not me.
The bitch before that did it.
Well, and then were you able to fuck her friends too? Probably did.
I fucked a lot of friends of a lot of my exes.
Because I know you.
Yeah, I'm a hoe.
I know you're an absolute hoe.
Look, I'm a good hoe though. You know what I'm saying? I actually care.
Because you're smart and you're smooth. That's what everybody... Yes, you smooth as shit. Everybody loves the smoothness and the sexy voice and the chocolate skin. Man, I have to sit and listen to this shit plenty of times. Plenty of times. Oh my God. He's just so...
Now she's lying.
I ain't...
Now she's lying. But I did have my day.
Hey, yo, I ain't lying, y'all.
You know what I mean? I did. I've had adventures. But that's primarily because either word of mouth. Okay. When I was in high school, and, you know, we had swimming pools. You had to do swimming and shit. You had to put on them damn trunks. And, you know what I'm saying? All on the diving board and shit. Man, you know what I'm saying? Like, a couple chicks, like, surrounded me, literally. And was like, we fucking. I caught one of them that day. Right? It was after school. We got on the bus. We went down the city bus. We went downtown. It was, you know what I'm saying, like, in May and shit. So it was kind of really, like, warm and shit. We ducked in one of them underground parking lot spots, and I fucked the shit out of her. And she, when we got done, like, I was hurting her. Like, I ain't know what I, you know what I'm saying, what I was working with. Like, consciously, I just had a dick, you know what I'm saying? And she looked at me and was like, I will never have sex again. She was like, you fucked that up. I'm like, basically in a nutshell, that's what she was saying. Like, that was just, I never want to do that again. But I was ripping her, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing shit that I seen on porn, you know what I'm saying? So I'm dogging her, like, and not knowing that I'm dogging her. So, you know what I'm saying? She was, and then ran into her a few years later, like a gang, like maybe 15 years later, me and Creasy ran into her. She was a fool dyke.
So she never wanted dick again.
You know what I mean? I mean, being younger, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just didn't
I've
know.
I've had homegirls refer to your penis as allergy.
I'm just, you know what I mean?
I'm just saying.
The compliment, the what I hear is that it's the perfect size, even though it's like big.
It depends on the type of woman.
I guess. And I like, you know what I'm saying, hoes, because they can take my dick. Like chicks that, you know what I'm saying, claim to be, you know, sedity or whatever, I can tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can get up in you and I can beat, you know what I'm saying? You can tell, like, whatever you can say and dress it up however you want, but at the end of the day, I got a big dick. And if I can beat it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I pretty much can tell. Because there is women that I've ran into that, I take it out, they look like, what's wrong with it? Like, what you mean? What you mean, what's wrong with it?
And
they be like, what's wrong with it? You know, sometimes it be ashy. Yes.
So
I just bring it out. It looked like a big ass monster coming out.
Do men always? I guess they don't always lotion their penis.
I don't know. I think that would be kind of gay.
Why is that gay? Because your dick is ashy.
Baby oil.
Just make sure ain't nothing in the baby oil. That's all you gotta do. I'm just saying.
I ain't fucking with the baby oil. I ain't fucking with the lotion on the dick either out in public. Can't
then use
that.
The aloe vera gel. Something. Yes. You don't want your dick to be ashy.
I masturbate. Yes. I don't use lubrication.
So when you get out the shower, you don't lotion your skin?
I do lotion my
skin. That's a part of your skin.
I don't lotion my dick.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe
I
should try
it. Men, so I don't know.
I ain't against it. Maybe I'm going to try it. You know what I'm saying? A little baby boy when I get out the shower.
Especially if you manscape.
I manscape like once a year.
Once a year?
Yeah. I think it's gay if you don't have hair around your dick, nigga. Use a gay.
But you want women to not have hair on their vagina.
I prefer hair. You got me fucked up. I want it
in my
mouth.
Hey, I just been finding out recently a lot of men are like that, especially men, older men.
Yeah, I want it in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Prickly. I ain't gonna even lie. I'm a nasty nigga. You know what I'm saying? Put it in my motherfucking mouth.
Oh my God, this is burning my ears.
I would rather have hair on your pussy. And any woman who has been with me, you know what I'm saying, in the sense, like in a relationship, they'll tell you the same thing. I always ask them, let it grow. I mean, I don't want you to have the Amazon. Like, I don't, nigga, no. You know what I'm saying? I got to be able to see the lips. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's sexy to me.
So, peach fuzz level or a little bit more than peach fuzz?
A little bit more than peach fuzz. You know what I'm saying?
A mini afro?
Mini, you know, that'll work for me, too. I ain't mad at it. You know what I'm saying? Because when I put it on camera, it look good. It looks sexy.
So you always put it on camera?
I haven't missed yet.
Wow. They always let you put it on camera.
Always. Because they be stigmatized.
Is that what it is? I believe that's probably what it is.
I do it when I get them in that stroke.
Because that's just... They're not even probably paying attention, huh?
They get to making the noises. Next thing you know, they turn around and see the light. At first, they turn their head, but I secretly think every woman wants to.
Why do you say that?
Because every single time I do it, and when they see it at first, the reaction is the same. Like, they try to cover their face. But then, 5 seconds later, all of a sudden, they look on the camera, giving all the little, you know what I'm saying, all the little sexy little come hither looks.
You're being the porno stars, huh?
Right.
Personal porno stars.
Porno come all the way out in them. So I secretly think every woman wants to show what they can do. If it's on accident, it leaks or whatever. I just think that's something that, you know.
Maybe they want to do it for you. That's just trying to show
they
you
wanna
something.
They
want to
do it for the dick.
Period.
They don't want to do it for me because remember, my arrogance makes me unattractive. So they're not doing it for me. They're doing it for the dick.
Yeah, because you're smooth on top of that. That's the difference. That's what I've told you.
I'm not that smooth. I'm really not.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of women are attracted to intelligence.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the smoothness. Listen,
sapiosexual in the house.
You know, so that's why. That's what I mean, smooth.
Hey yo,
very, very confident.
For sure.
Very confident.
No question.
And know how to carry yourself. Take you in public and have a real conversation with somebody, you know, won't be embarrassed to leave you alone with my boss or something, you know.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
A lot of women say that. So
women,
that's
women get that in a relationship and they fuck it up. Why?
Because there's certain ways of you.
What ways?
You don't seem, I don't know, but you don't seem compassionate. Like, you don't
get the fuck out of here.
Just loving. Some women need romance and
I am
and
very
coddling
romantic.
And what? Well, see, that's what I said. I don't know,
right,
B. I don't know. So
of course you don't. But I'm telling
because I know asshole. You know, and that's because of the familyness.
Right.
You know, so I don't.
That's what you get, but. These chicks out here, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially when they give me what I want. You know what I'm saying? I seem to attract the women that give me what I want, but it always ends up, they end up getting jealous, or, you know what I'm saying? Or something happens to where, you know, it derails. And it don't be my fault.
How do you know?
Because I'm the person that's always giving in a relationship. I'm the person, like, anything you have a problem with me, I address it.
Do you try to change it?
If I'm addressing it, I'm changing it.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? I address it. Like, it's nothing for me to compromise for something that's worth compromising for. So, you know what I'm saying? I'll address it. But then, you know what I'm saying? It won't solve the problem. It just makes them more petty. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like, they can, you know what I'm saying? Now it's a control thing. No longer, you know, well, this irks me. If you didn't do that, you know what I'm saying, and then I ease up. Now it's, well, the way you laugh when, you know what I'm saying, like, bitch, you got me fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Now you're trying to train me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to be equal. Like, I ain't going to try to change you. Don't try to change me.
Well, it might just be the women you've come across. You haven't come across the women.
I've come across all kinds of women.
But maybe
ain't
just
no woman
the one you... She's not there yet. She hasn't come yet.
Yeah, she has to be made, literally. Tesla robot.
A robot?
Yeah, Tesla robot, bitch. I think that's going to be the perfect woman for me, the Tesla 3000. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, are you going to be able to fuck her too, though?
Yeah, you're going to be able to fuck her. You ain't seen the schematics on these things?
No, I'm cool. I just think of that movie. What's that movie with Will Smith?
iRobot.
Yeah, I just think of how the motherfuckers went crazy. Yeah, I know. I'm cool.
Look, I think it's the wave of the future. It's been coming.
It's the Jetson era for sure.
You can't
about to come.
You can't like the internet. You can't like certain things to modern civilization and not accept like robots or anything. It's like it's like a contradiction. But that's again, in my opinion.
What?
Nothing. She was drinking daiquiris. I know y'all heard me out there. Again, this is Nobody World Radio, the Blue App Podcast. Got special guest 323 Sunshine in the motherfucking house, drunk to the motherfucking. It's your boy Nobody World Radio. Please leave a comment, hit the like button, and share it. You know what I'm saying? For sure. You know what I'm saying? Support us while we support you. But, you know what I'm saying, before this conversation gets any more freakier, now she looking at me with that smile. All y'all women is the same.
What I do? I'm just faded.
Right, she's faded right now, so.
I just feel so faded, like, but I want to smoke some more, so. Yeah. It just feels, I don't know, good.
I don't know. I probably fucked up your high and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but anyway, you make me think too much when I'm high. Like, who wants to sit and think about it?
You're doing a podcast.
The words that I know. You're but that's because you was like, let's do a, podcast. And I was
like,
fuck it.
Oh my gosh, you're going to put it out there like that? Fuck it.
I was like, fuck it. Let's do a podcast.
That's not true. She tried to actually make it into a big production. She's lying right now.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yes, I'm lying. I'm always lying.
All of a sudden, y'all know what that means. You know what I mean? Like, look, I'm just so smart. But look,
you are smart. You're a smart ass.
I'm intelligent. I'm not smart. I'm not Stephen Hawking. Look, I'm intelligent.
Just I have to pee.
Oh my God, Jesus! And on that note, everybody, we're gonna go ahead and conclude this Blue App podcast. I know it was a little out of format, out of character, but this was episode one. We just wanted to keep it like a little live conversation for y'all to be entertained for a hot second. Join us. I'm going to be dropping at least 3 times a week on this anonymous podcast. I mean, keep it anonymous. No need for video stream. Got a lot of other projects coming out in the future where you'll be able to see a nigga face. And you might even be able to see Sunshine if she get her shit together.
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. But as for now, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Nobody World Radio. Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm gonna be right back with y'all real soon, even if it's by myself. Give y'all some knowledge, drop some jewels on y'all. That's what it do.
Bye, y'all.